There are humans that have lived on islands, been able to hold their breath for more than 10 minutes to be able to live off of the sea. But is that evolution, or is it just an adaptation?
Adaptations are not things that happen. They are, to the extent that they are things that happen or that organisms possess, they are necessarily downstream of genetic changes, which means that adaptations just are evolution. Well, they're a product of evolution.
Well, so adaptations or evolution, like evolution, when I think of evolution, that means like everybody within or everything within inside of that specific species. But adaptations, we can see through the same species, it's different. So what would you say about that?
I have like, no idea what you just said.
There are people who have adaptations to be able to breathe longer underwater.
And yes, because they have gene changes. That's just the definition of what evolution is.
So evolution happens like slowly and gradually through a whole species and not all at once.
Correct. I mean, when you try to analyze things on the timescales where you're talking about the big changes that have happened in the history of life on this planet, then the changes do appear to be very sudden. But that's because you're looking at it in a very zoomed out perspective, you know? Like if I were to go on Google Maps and go look at a forest and survey the forest for years, I would probably conclude that forests have zero insects, zero squirrels, virtually zero people ever go to forests. There would be effectively zero deer in those forests because I would never see them, because from that vantage point at that scale of resolution, etc., those details aren't there. But in this case, we're talking about a temporal time scale. But.
Right. Okay. Well, let's speak about a different species then. So like the chimpanzees, there's an island of chimpanzees that started to learn how to carve spears out of the tree and fish.
No, there isn't.
And across...
I think you're thinking of that picture of the orangutan holding a spear.
No. These are chimpanzees. You can research it if you'd like, but there was chimpanzees that started using spears to fish, and across like this huge ocean, basically, the chimpanzees that were nearest to
no
them...
chimpanzees live anywhere near the ocean.
Okay, well, it was, I'd have to do my research, but I believe it was near Australia.
There aren't any chimpanzees outside of Africa. What are you talking about? Do you think that just old extinct proto-humans are what chimpanzees are?
Absolutely not, no.
Then, okay, when is this something that's happening right now?
This was something that was happening back in like 2017, where they like scientists discovered like monkeys on this side of the water were using like wooden instruments to fish, like spears.
So you are talking about the orangutan picture, the thing I mentioned earlier, and that picture gathered a lot of attention, but further observations of orangutans demonstrate. The orangutan was just mimicking something that it had seen before. It didn't actually have the skill to spearfish.
I did find something from 2015 about spear hunting chimps, but it's not like fishing per se. They're shoving the sticks into holes inside of trunks and stuff. I think that might be what he was referring to. They're in Senegal, it looks like.
I mean, we've known that since
this is a long time ago, yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm finding with chimps specifically using spears for anything.
Yeah, Chet, I stopped reading it after he said Australia, but yeah, in Senegal. Wait, what the hell? Where is it?
There's also, you know, the research that when you look at people who come from those sub islands where they're able to breathe so long underwater versus us now, if you were to look at them under like any kind of x-ray or anything, their organs are literally like in different places. So like evolution, I just feel like it would be like a whole thing, like it shows in the chart, rather than just like subspecies who have just like adapted to their environment.
Adaptation to your environment is a product of evolution. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. There's no way for an organism morphologically to change unless changes in genes or gene expression occur, which is in virtually every instance just an example of evolution.
Okay, I agree with that. So yeah, we're on the same page. I have nothing to debate with you.
I don't think we are on the same page because I don't think you believe in evolution.
Well, you're explaining that evolution is not only just subgene changes, but it's also a way of adaptation, which is a result of evolution. So I would agree that, you know, if you're explaining that evolution is just an adaptation because life is able to adapt to not dying, then yeah, we're on the same page.
So you think that millions of years ago, basically none of the species you see today were alive?
So when you're speaking about species, are we talking about that the species that were alive then aren't alive now? Or have they adapted?
Well, obviously nothing can live that long. But the question is, were there humans millions of years ago? Were there polar bears? Were there sequoia trees? Were there bobcats? No. There are lots of things, but none of them are what we find today. There are genres of things alive then that are alive today, like turtles and whatever, horseshoe crabs or whatever, but not the same species.
Right. You know, a couple of like the immortal species, like lobster today, you know, that if we don't kill them, they live forever, whatever.
No, not like that.
There are a few species that are immortal. Like,
Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description. This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.